Promise number 17, and I'll read it to you three times. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. John 16:13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. John 16:13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. John 16:13. Now, despite the absolute indivisibility of the Father and Son, the complete lack of distance between their interconnectedness, let's imagine for a moment that such a space existed. There they are, inhabiting the very same throne amidst the celestial glories of the throne room of heaven, and yet, let's imagine they're about, 6 inches apart from rubbing shoulders. Even though we're perfectly aware that Jesus only ever did things that he'd already seen his Father doing, even though the Godhead is a perfect unity, what if there was the tiniest gap between them? What if during the act of creation, during the time of Jesus' life upon earth, right now on the throne of heaven, they had to talk across that distance? Then I'll tell you right now, that distance is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not only the inner life of Jesus while he walked the earth and did the will of the Father, not only the actual Spirit that is the interconnectedness of Father, Son, and yes, Spirit, the Holy Spirit is also the very atmosphere of heaven itself. He is that possible potential area between the Father and Son's shoulders. He is the heavenly wavelength across which their conversations happen. He is the mutual thought they think and think, hey, I was just thinking that. When they hatch together a plan for something big, say, like the 6 days over which they created creation, they are communicating both with and through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the relationship of the Godhead. And when that Spirit of truth comes from the Father and the Son, he will guide you into all the truth that the Father and Son possess, i.e., every truth that's ever going to be possible. You and I are meant to take this promise and immediately put it into practice. We are meant to be searchers and seekers and, more importantly, listeners after all the truth. For where does the Holy Spirit get all this truth? He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. What he has heard! What has been leaned across the infinitesimal space between Father and Son, their perfectly indivisible and yet separately personified relational unity and breathily spoken. The Holy Spirit hears all that. He hears the latest plots and schemes and willings and inner workings of the Father and Son, and we are literally encouraged to ask what the Father and Son are thinking of. I'll put it to you this way. What are you more interested in hearing today? The clanking, clunky thoughts you think you're having? In reality, mostly just your unconscious reactionary experience toward rapidly changing visual stimuli? Or the thoughts of Jesus and the Father. Two different channels. Which do you choose? And I'll make the choice even more obvious for you. He, the Holy Spirit, will tell you about the future, what is to come. The Holy Spirit will soothsay. He will speak to you of, lead your readings in the Word to prepare you for. He will wash across the landscape of your inner life to set your heart ready for the coming of the next things. The Holy Spirit already knows what's coming. He is the Spirit and mind of God within you. My friends, if you're interested in the truth, the inner workings of the relationship of Jesus and the Father, the future, well, then you're in the right place. Or actually, the Holy Spirit is in the right place. And in case you haven't been listening until right now, that place is you. You are the particular place in the world where He's chosen to land. You are the one where heaven's life is happening today. You are the receiver of the truth, love, and future God knows. You are a Holy Spirit-rich person. Do you want more? Great! Simply ask of Jesus and the Father. It will be granted. Do you want to experience all of this more? Great! Today is the day when you may do that. The opportunity's all yours.